want to welcome you to the WebEx tonight. I'm very glad you're here. We have with us a very, very special guest, Roger Drummer, who is one of the smartest, most articulate, more knowledge about health and wellness and staying healthy in a non-medical environment, meaning taking care of yourself with common sense, understanding, you know, how to incorporate the science and all the things behind it, but able to explain it in such a way that people are actually able to use the information. It doesn't matter how much cycle battle people throw at you. It matters what you can actually do. And I love the fact my wife and I love Roger because he helps to make things elegant and simple and easy to understand. Roger's a master tonic Chinese herbalist. He's traveled all over the world, in the United States, talking about that, as well as knowing everything of the national spokesperson for a series of superior product lines. His experience ranges from formulating personal tonic herb and nutritional programs for over 30,000 clients, to actually creating nutritional lines, teaching courses, public health, nutrition, and training, and everywhere he goes. Guys, I cannot tell you how many people I've talked to over the past 5 or 6 years that I've really known Roger, that have talked to him one-on-one, that have had their lives turned around from simple things that he teaches them. So, live side, guys, I would like to give you a big geek-end welcome to our absolutely fantastic guest tonight, Mr. Roger Drummer. Roger, thank you, and welcome to our call, my friend.
Well, thank you. I'm a little embarrassed, but I'll be staying on.
Those are all well-deserved, Roger. You do something so valuable, and you know, people take their health for granted until it's no longer able to be taken for granted, and then they come running to you looking for things that they can do. Wouldn't it be great, Roger, if people pursued you as hardcore before they were sick as they do after?
Oh, it would be fun. But you know what? They're in a good spot because Deacon does a lot of things that actually establish a base of health that everybody has to do. It's one of the main things that most people miss in the health field, that you have to have a base of something to work with.
Absolutely.
So Deacon really does a lot.
Go ahead, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Deacon does a lot to establish that, and that's what makes one of the things that makes it stand out among other companies.
That leads me to my first question we talked about earlier today. You don't work for Deacon. You chose to speak with and for this company and be a major spokesperson for it. You're one of the people we love most in the field, but you don't have to be here. You could work with or for anybody. Why does someone with your background and, frankly, credentials, what attracts you to work for and speak for and advocate Deacon in particular?
Well, what I really like about it, and, you know, it took me a while to figure that out myself, because when I started, I was just the mushroom guy. And I knew a lot about health, but I got involved with Deacon, and it was an entirely different world. And it took me a while to wrap my head around it, and then I realized one day that they were doing, in a different way, the exact same thing I was doing with other things. And I mean, let me explain that a little bit. Was that if you've heard me talk, you always hear me talking about homeostasis. And I do that because it's an internal regulating energy. It's a long word which basically means your body seeks its own balance or regulation. And so everything I was doing in Chinese herbs had to do with balancing someone out so that the body would seek its own pattern again of health. Because most people get completely thrown off by stress and a lot of different lifestyle choices they make. And their body basically has no root of energy anymore. It doesn't have any equilibrium, to say. And homeostasis is all about how your body naturally works in an easy way to maintain everything within certain parameters. And then I realized one day when I was investigating the magnetics, especially the beds and the things in your shoes, and that one of the biggest parts of homeostasis is the magnetic energy field of the earth. And that when people are in contact with it, it helps the whole body actually go into a different state of regulation. And so here Deacon was really about establishing, and you remember when they launched on water, which was also magnetized. They launched on sleep systems and inserts in your shoes, which had to do with magnetic energy, basically replicating the energy field of the earth. And when humans are in contact with that, their body just has a easier way of doing every other function in the body. So what you're creating is just a natural environment that allows everything else you do to be utilized easier. And so it's establishing a baseline. And then they, you know, after a few years I was here, they came out with the Nikon Home, which was, I thought, just brilliant, because now you have people in an environment for most of their day that actually brings them into a state of balance, and it's easier for them to notice then when they go out how other things throw them out of balance. So, you know, it's kind of, it's right up my line. It's what I do. I talk about homeostasis. I talk about stress.
Okay, interesting. And we also talked about it today, and we talked about it before. There's so many supplements out there. There's so many, you know, I turn on TV, this exercise or this, and everything says, this is the miracle for X, the miracle for Y. And it's always a juice or a pill or some supplement. What are your thoughts on the miracle in a pill or miracle in a bottle, even if it's a good supplement? What's your take on the way most people are approaching their wellness with that philosophy today anyway?
Well, almost every product that you see out there does something beneficial. Everything does. I mean, there are some really terrible products out there, but even if you took a product that wasn't designed very well, if it had something in it, contained something in it that was beneficial from nature, the body can utilize it somewhat to have a positive outcome. It might take you longer than something that was made right, but almost every company has products that do something that's beneficial for you. The problem is, if you haven't established some sort of baseline of health, the body has a hard time actually using it, and if it's not feeding in how the body actually regulates itself and moves toward a state of health, you probably won't notice much of anything from it. But you'll always find someone where it, no matter what it is, has a miracle experience, but that's usually someone who doesn't have much going on in their system at all, and that was kind of like pouring water onto a dying plant. It had a huge impact because it was dying of thirst. But the reality is, long term, a lot of these products may do a small little segment of your health, but they won't bring you into a state of balance. That is done only when you're actually connected to magnetic energy, and how that affects your internal regulation, and how that even assists your body in doing something as simple as shutting off stress response. Because that is one of the functions of magnetics, especially when you sleep on them. Your body has an easier time of letting go of a stress response and going into a deeper sleep and then allowing you to have a healing response from that. And so a lot of these products, yeah, antioxidants are great. Yeah, you know, they're great, but they're fulfilling a small niche within a larger pattern.
Interesting. So, you know, we were talking earlier today, you know, if you have a car, for example, and it needs gas, it needs oil, it needs air in the tires, of course it uses windshield wiper fluid, it uses brake fluid. You need a lot of things in your car, but I don't care if you get the world's greatest windshield wiper fluid, if you don't have the basics, your car sits dead on the side of the road. And I think Nikan takes care of the specifics, but also the advanced and also those basics in the simple, easy to use ways. I was thinking about this today. I was going to ask you this question, and I didn't prep you on this. Is there really any other company that even has a total wellness philosophy that covers almost all of the 80% of the stuff that covers most people's health? Nikan really kind of stands alone in that space, doesn't it?
Well, you know, it's very fascinating, and it becomes more fascinating to me as I do more research, but I've recently really been doing a lot of research on something like, you know, full spectrum light, magnetic energy, sleep, all these different things. And one of the reasons I started researching it is obviously because Nikan's involved in that. But I found out something really fascinating, and that is that the National Institute of Health, which, in case you're not familiar with that, is considered the governing body of science for the United States. Everything kind of falls in line behind the National Institute of Health. And so it's our huge scientific organization that's always doing research on health and drugs in the United States. And in the last probably 15 years, they've done around 300 studies on what's causing cancer, obesity, high blood pressure, diabetes, all these different things. And do you know what they actually have kind of concluded as the main cause of all of it?
Is that
lack of sleep and being exposed to artificial light. Not enough full spectrum light. Now, do you ever hear that in the news? Do you ever hear that going on? No, because no one knows how to deal with it, with bringing it out to the public to get them to get away from artificial light or have more full spectrum light or to induce them to sleep more, because then that would not play well with the economy, which is based on people being up till all hours of the night doing things and spending money. So, but the reality is there's so many studies that show you case by case how your hormones, how your eating habits, how everything is related to your sleep patterns, and your sleep patterns are related to what kind of light you have during the day. And so, even when you look at all that research, what do you find out? There's only one company that I know of anywhere in the world that even pays attention to those two things, and that's Neekin. And so, it's amazing to me how, it took me so long to figure this out, but it's amazing to me how there's no one focusing on that at all, except for Neekin. And they put it in a home where you're exposed to it all the time, and you have this natural way of incorporating it into your life. And over a period of time, what you find out, and you hear from everybody at meetings, they sleep better, they have more energy, they have all these things happening to them. And really what's happening is they're just reestablishing natural rhythms in their body that took millions of years to establish, and in the last 100 years or so have gone into chaos. And so, yeah, Neekin's the only one that pays attention to it at all.
Interesting. So there's a lot of people on this call tonight that want to take charge of their health. And Neekin offers, a lot of very affordable options. When you look at, you were telling me last year, there were some, was that you telling us that the sleep clinics are charging $75 an hour to sleep on magnetic pads?
You know what that was? This is what that was. There's right now, you hear science, or, if you hear doctors always say, well, magnets don't do anything right. Well, okay. In the United States, I think it was in the last 5 years, they established 6 centers of magnetic energy for people who have experienced open heart surgery or chronic, heart attacks, really bad heart attacks, who could never regain their energy. So they can go to these centers, and what happens is they lay you on a bed for about 2 to 3 hours a day, and you're supposed to stay there for 3 to 4 weeks, at least, right? A minimum of 3 to 4 weeks. And you go in every day, and it's $75 an hour, and you lay on this bed, and they put 2 magnets on the side of you of around 3,000 gauss, and you lay in between it for a few hours. And that jump starts your heart to where it makes it easier to work. And so the theory is, after a month or so, your body is making ATP easier, so you have more energy, right? Well, when I saw that, and there's only 6 of these centers in the United States. I think there's one in Tahoma, Washington, one in, Virginia Beach, one down south. They're spread around the country, right? Well, when you figure that out, it's $75 an hour, and you're supposed to get in 40-some hours or so in a month. What does that come out to, right? Besides the fact that you had to travel somewhere, and obviously live somewhere for that month, what does that come out to in expense? And if you look at the Neekin RAM technology in the new mattress cover, it's almost the exact same strength of magnet. You could just buy a pad, lay on it at home. That was the thing that just blew my mind when I saw it, that they have these medical centers all over the U.S. and it's not doing anything, hardly any different than having the RAM technology in a mattress topper that you could be sleeping on in the comfort of your own home.
So it's interesting. You actually started out as a nutritional speaker, and over the years I've kind of observed you, what's the word I'm looking for, slide your scope to encompass the magnetics in the water. You did that through your own study and your own looking at this, and you're someone that has a tremendous amount of expertise. Did you have a real awareness of that before you got involved with Nikon? I mean, I'm sure you're aware of magnetics and all these things. Did the stories make you look at it? Did the science make you look at it, Roger? What caused you to broaden your view to where you're probably our most requested total wellness speaker in the company?
Well, you know, I did not have any knowledge really of magnetics at all until I got involved with Nikon. And that was right around the year 2000, give or take a little bit of time. And I mean, it was easy to be familiar with water. Everybody was into clean water and, you know, Nikon had water systems. That's natural. I mean, it's just common sense. You have to have clean water. Now, the magnetic part of the water, I didn't realize until I did some investigation myself, but I wasn't familiar with the magnets. But you know what piqued my interest? And this is how it is with me with anything in health. If I see a very large number of people that have similar results, and have very outstanding results doing something, then it piques my interest, and I want to know why that actually happened. And I, at every single meeting I go to, I see someone stand up and really have a heartfelt, talk about what actually happened to them, and how they had gone through similar patterns of no one in medicine could figure anything out. And somehow they slept on a bed for a few days, and boom, they went into a different state of energy. You know, and their health changed, and nobody could figure out what that was. And that piqued my interest where I just had to figure out what it was about. Because you can't have that large number of people just experiencing mass hypnosis. Something's got to be going on. And then I tried some of the products out myself, and yeah, when I slept on one of them, I just went into the deep sleep, and it was completely different. So, and I noticed how when I got up, my energy was different. How I had seemed to have really gone into a deep sleep. It was just very fascinating to me, and that's when I started studying about magnets and the whole magnetic energy of the earth and how it even affects your water and changes the molecules of your water.
Interesting. Interesting. And Jeremy Greco, one of our great leaders who actually is something of a guru in the human body himself. Jeremy, you have a question you want to ask. You chatted it to him, but you're on the live side. Maybe we'll ask yourself, my friend.
Yeah, Roger, I had a question. I always said, assumed I didn't even really know that the magnetics affected the nerve conduction, but when you said affected the ATP production, is that possibly because of the improved blood circulation and the increased oxygen being carried to the cells that affect the mitochondria's ability to produce the ATP, or is it something that happens anaerobically, or do you know?
You know,
do you have a comment on that?
I can't tell you the exact chemical process, but here's the overlying issue with everything with magnetics, is that, and I don't, you know, I can't even tell you an exact percentage number, but if you think about since the beginning of time, man has always been in contact with the earth, and it's a magnetic field, right? And so in the last couple hundred years, he's been completely disconnected from it. So what happens is, every cell in your body develops for millions of years. It just evolves for millions of years with a certain energy force that is utilized in every single function of your body. It has an impact on every cellular function because it evolved in that environment. And now you take it away. So something's going to be lacking completely, right? Well, circulation is an obvious one. Circulation is an obvious thing that is improved when you do by magnetics. But just look at there's something that might explain it a little better. There's something called zeta potential. Are you familiar with zeta potential?
I am not, no.
Okay, zeta potential is a term that describes the natural, voltage or energy of every cell in your body. And when it's at its proper set, zeta potential, then your cells actually repel each other. That's one of the reasons why you have increased circulation. When they don't have it, when you're removed from the magnetic energy, all your cells move together and they clump, right? And so they've done studies where they just took somebody and did a blood sample, looked at it on a live scope, and they showed that how their blood was all coagulated. The cells were just in big clumps all around in the blood. Took the person outside, took their shoes off, let them stand on the ground for a half an hour. Took another blood sample, looked at it, you couldn't even tell it was from the same person. The zeta potential went right back to normal from being connected to magnetic energy, and all the cells were floating around free like they're supposed to be. Now, what that translates for in a, like say, in a simple way of looking at heart disease, for example, there's not a single part of heart disease, no matter what you want to look at, that isn't impacted by how much your cells clump together. You know, a lot of doctors will be talking about blood viscosity now. What they're talking about is how thick your blood is or how it seems to be not as fluid as it's supposed to be. One of the reasons for that is the zeta potential. There's not the proper charge there. Another part of it's hydration. Another part of it's nutrition, but there's a big part of it which has to do with just not the energetic potential of every cell is not at where it's supposed to be. So it causes all this thickening of the blood and clumping up. And it plays a role in every single different aspect of heart disease. So maybe what you're talking about, how it increases the cell's ability to make more ATP, is just from the fact that it brings up the voltage a little bit. And, you know, I mean, look at magnesium has to be there to make ATP. What does magnesium do? It's a conductor of electrical energy. Right? So maybe it's just bringing that slight bit of conduction up that allows it to work a little bit easier and then to fulfill all the other functions of the cell.
That makes a lot of sense. You know, it just runs wild in my head, just a train of things that makes me think, well, that affects ion production, affects free radicals, it affects electrolytes and the ability to conduct electricity that way. It just seems like a domino effect. And going back to what you say about homeostasis.
Yeah, this is the thing that excites me about the, you know, the sleep systems and the magnetics in your shoes and why people instantly feel a little bit better, especially if they're extremely imbalanced, is that you're just adding back an energy source that, you know, genetically you have to have. If you're not connected to it, it's just like saying, well, maybe it's 10% or 20% of the vitality that you're missing is because you're not plugged in. You're not recharged, right, every single day. And so even when you're young and healthy, you're still missing that 10 to 20%. And it's only when you get older when you really start to notice it, when your bad food and everything catches up with you, you're not just a big bag of hormones running around, that you're missing that charge that makes a huge difference, especially as you get older. It's just something you have to have.
Interesting. Hey, Roger, I'm getting a lot of questions on these. We kind of talk about the big four easy nutritionals as being Jade Green, Theaga, Immunity, and Vergisterol. How do you feel about those four as a basic mix? And just can you just chat for just a minute or two about kind of just each one of them, checking down the list, and then I've got a question about bone density in a second.
Okay. Well, yeah, they are four of the main things that anybody really needs to have in their diet to be healthy. One's green foods, anthocyanins from purple fruits. I mean, it's one of the most essential antioxidant foods you can have in your system. Vergisterol in particular, because I think, and this is something I often tell people, if you don't know what to give someone and you're just starting out, try and get them some insoles in their shoes. Get them to drink water and get them to take progesterol, because if you just look at the fact that heart disease is the number one killer in America, right? And I always emphasize the fact that 20 years ago, statin drugs became the huge, you know, drug that everybody was supposed to be on. We spent $20 billion a year on statin drugs for 20 years, and heart disease went from being the number two killer to the number one killer. Does that make any sense to you after $400 billion with statin drugs? No. So everybody out
there, you cut out a little bit. We repeat that one more time because that is a huge thing you just said.
All right. So can you hear me clear now?
There you go. Good.
Okay. Well, what I said was 20 years ago, when statin drugs hit the big payload where everybody started to be put on them and they lowered all the cholesterol levels you're supposed to have, we started going through about $20 billion a year in statin drugs in the U.S.
that was when heart disease was the number two killer in America. After 20 years now of spending all that money every year, it went from number two to number one. Now, does that tell you that maybe statin drugs aren't really hitting the point on heart disease? That there's a whole range of other things that are involved with it? Well, and it also tells you that almost everybody out there over the age of 30 needs to do something for their heart health and to be aware of it. Now, the beauty of progesterol is it's based on something called citrus bergamot riso, which has had a clinical trial in it for cholesterol, and it did really well. It did better than any drug on regulating cholesterol, meaning raising your beneficial, lowering the bad stuff. It did better than any drug in history. But that's not the main thing that excited me about the clinical trial. The main thing that excited me is that it showed that it lowered the amount of blood sugar in your system. It lowered blood pressure. It lowered inflammation. It lowered everything else that has something to do with heart disease, right? So it's like this broad range of effect in a natural food that anybody can take in their system every day. And since everybody out there has a problem with it, or they're developing a problem because of poor diets from the time they were teenagers, why not get them started on that? Why not have them do a double dose for a few months and just establish that kind of baseline of health along with the magnetics and the water? It's just kind of a no-brainer for people.
Excellent. That's really cool. So basically, I mean, at what age would you recommend people start taking progesterol as more of a staple, Roger? I just got that question. Do you believe, you know, everybody should take a multivitamin, for example? Do you believe there's an age where progesterol is coming
into play? Well, I think anybody over 30 can actually do it. And okay. I honestly think if you're looking at your kids and they're teenagers and they're overweight and they're not exercising, mm-hmm. and they're not eating well, I mean, it's a supplement anybody can do. It's just fruit juice. This happens to be a really potent one that's actually beneficial for you.
Right. Well, what about Siaga? What's your basic overview of Siaga?
Well, I think Siaga, the thing I love about that is that it's the perfect kid supplement. I mean, it's good for anybody because that type of food where it's based on berries, you know, if you look at the type of fruits in there, that's a food group that's really essential. Also, again, for things like the, you know, the health of your arteries. It's one of the things that those types of fruits, do so well with is increasing antioxidant content in your cardiovascular system. And so, you know, protecting you from inflammation in your arteries, all those different things. But it's also the food group that hardly anybody ever eats. No one really buys much of it out in the market. And when they do, if it's not organic, they're actually buying the most heavily sprayed with pesticides food that you can ever find in a store. Because berries deteriorate so quickly that they spray them more often. They spray them more with so many different fumigants that are just for mold and all these different things that they're literally poison when you eat them when they're not organic. And then you look at the fact, okay, you want to buy organic? How can you spend $6 for a little 5 ounce tub of something every day? You can't. I mean, Siaga is so cheap when you realize what you're actually getting out
right.
of it and that there's no...
And they just lowered the price to 50, they just lowered the price $20, Roger.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable to get that class or type of food that cheap that you can have a little of every single day in your diet. And then for kids again, kids just love to drink it straight. All my kids think it tastes fantastic. And so it's an easy thing. You can dump some in there in one of their drinks, you can dump it in a milkshake, you know, like a protein shake, you can dump it in anything, and it just enhances it.
Nice. Hey, somebody just asked me about progesterol. Says, that's actually kind of a neat question. Some meds, blood pressure meds, don't work well with grapefruit. Is progesterol not a problem for these people? Because a lot of people that will start taking progesterol, they're not going to go cold turkey on their blood pressure medication. What's your take on that?
From what I heard from the office, that doesn't have anything to do with grapefruit and none of the actual things that offset medicines. Now, you might want to see if you can get a statement from that on Dave Balzer more because of the science of it, but I'm pretty sure from what he's told me that there's no problem with it at all. And I've known several people. In fact, that was my first experience with progesterol, was at a meeting with you, Rick, where everybody and three different people in one meeting had their blood pressure regulate, which had never happened before, and some of them for 20 to 30 years. Even with medicine, it never regulated. And 2 weeks after taking progesterol twice a day, it went normal.
Wow, interesting. Hey, I got another question for you here. Where did it just go? They were saying, Roger, this is a great question. What's your view on, I'm going to just ask you a couple quick questions, I'll run some of these down. What's your view on daily aspirin for heart disease and sticky platelets?
Well, you know, there's a lot of controversy about that. The funny thing about most science these days is that you can find science to support just about anything. And so there are some people that really look at the negative side of it, but I'll tell you, there's a lot of research that shows that just a small amount of it actually has an anti-cancer effect on certain things, like I think it's colon cancer. It does have a thinning of the blood effect, and it's beneficial for heart disease. Here's the thing that you should realize, though, with aspirin, is that it does create some oxidative stress. And so the older you get, it's actually not really beneficial for your brain. It can cause oxidative stress in the small capillaries of your brain and cause them to bleed a little bit, just like it causes bleeding sometimes in your stomach.
Okay.
But the reality is, I think that only occurs in someone who's totally nutrition deficient. And so if you're taking vitamin C and you're taking antioxidants like Siaga and a multivitamin, I don't think you'll have any of the negative side effects of it. Now, if you're someone who's eating junk food and taking some aspirin every day, I don't think it's going to be very good for you at all. You can have a lot of the negative things, but I think a healthy diet, nutritionals, I don't think you'll experience any negative aspects really from it.
All right, here's an interesting question. Someone has a condition where they develop new bone, but it eats up the old bone really quickly. So they're losing it really fast. And I don't know how much you work with the osteodense, but have you ever heard of a condition like that? I just got that texted across.
You mean they're losing old bone faster than they can replace it?
Yeah, the new bone is actually eating up the old bone too quickly, whatever that, and that is, there's some condition to where they're losing bone density even though they're adding new bone. Have you ever heard of that?
Well, I haven't heard of, I don't know the exact condition you're talking about, but I can tell you that the main thing that accelerates your loss of bone is having too much stress. And then when the too much stress is added to too much acid in your diet, you deteriorate your skeletal system quite quickly, because it's just being raided for minerals all the time to offset your food. So without knowing what that condition is, I'm sure osteodense could be of some help, but changing your diet to where it was more alkaline and drinking and being properly hydrated and doing something to relieve your stress will slow down that acceleration of loss. And also walking and doing exercise. You know, your osteodense will work almost twice as good if you just go out and walk a mile or two a day.
Excellent. Somebody just texted me that they heard Dave Balzer say that the progesterol is actually in the orange family. It's not a grapefruit.
It is.
I remember
it is the orange family.
That would answer that question. Let me ask you this real quickly, too. I want to speak about product quality with me, Ken. You guys that are newer on this call tonight, and we've had about 75 more people join us in the past 20 minutes. Please hold the last 5 minutes so I can give you an update of what's going to happen January 3rd again. So just having said that, we've had a massive amount of new people come on over the last few minutes. But this is an interesting question. Not only do we have a product line that a lot of people don't have what we have because it just doesn't exist, but we do have stuff that is as good or more competitive even in areas where, you know, other people may make a fruit juice. Nikan makes a really high caliber Siaga. There's a ton of home businesses out there, a ton of different products, and I'm just going to show you some different products here. I took that at the grocery store. For those of you that are new in the call tonight, and I'm going to make my point and then bring it on to Roger, every one of those bottles right there,
used to be in a home business. Nikan's a total wellness company. We add and drop products. We have a whole product line. Here's another one here. That's the size of the grocery store. Almost every article there used to be sold through a home business. There's another one. All those, and those are actually, they even use the name Mangosteen, Noni, Goji, Pomegranate, Acai. Here's the fourth one. They not only have the product knocked off, which is here, those are directly in the store now, but Roger, now they've even knocked off the knockoff. So there's a step down brand of the knockoff. And then here, right here, you take a look at this, there's some more of the juices, Mangosteen, Cherrybundi, that used to be a home business. You can see the price is $19, $20, $30 a bottle. Here's one I think that's another one. These are all energy and weight loss products. And then I had someone the other day tell me, oh, I'm getting into a weight loss. We got a coffee thing, some crazy coffee thing. And I was telling them, look at all the coffees with energy, with weight loss, with fat loss in it. As you look at this stuff, Roger, being in the nutritional industry, it's easy to see why people either A, get blurred and they don't do anything, or B, somebody burns through with marketing and says, oh, no, ours is the real miracle in a bottle. But as you see this in all these different varieties, what pops into your head as someone that knows a lot about nutritional when you walk in the grocery store and people are bombarded by, let me pull up that picture again. I'll get the whole thing. Where'd it go? Five. By this. I mean, what's your take when you see that as someone that knows a lot about this industry of health and wellness?
Well, the reality is if you're going to be part of a company, I would never be part of a company that had one product. That had one nutritional product, especially a juice type thing, because no matter, you know, I have to tell you that, you know what, this is kind of a funny example, but it kind of shows you how marketing works with fruit and different things. You know what, one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful, fruit-based antioxidant is that's sold in the health food store or a grocery store is?
No.
That has the highest, usually the highest amount of antioxidants in it of any food.
Uh-oh.
It's prunes.
Really?
You ever notice anybody trying to hype prunes out in network marketing as a high-powered antioxidant? Because everybody would think they're nuts, right? But if you want to buy a really good, powerful fruit-based antioxidant, you can get a bag of prunes for almost $4. Right? And they're really powerful. They have the highest auric value of almost any fruit, a dried prune, right? So when you look at all these things, I mean, it's great to have some of this, you know, noni would be great, mangosteen, all these things, but all of them are knocked off because they're just a juice, right? And they only have one type of antioxidant that only fulfills one thing. And so your body has requirements for hundreds of things. And right. No matter if you felt really great the first day or week you took it, after that, your body has reached its saturation probably with it. It doesn't really require it that much anymore.
Sure, you'll hear a buzzword, the latest buzz in it. For a while it was acai, and then it was noni, and then it was mangosteen, and so that kind of goes in cycles. The latest one, and it's not really a juice, but it's a liquid, has been, what is it, Roger, with the salt, the redox stuff, the miracle molecule?
It's the redox, it's kind of the same, redox
yeah,
molecule.
It's the same verbiage that's been used with all these juices. It's just in a new variety now. What's your take on it as a, you know, someone that knows a lot about the nutritional industry?
Well, that is different from a fruit juice in that it's a man-made thing. It's a chemical process they've gone through to produce a type of molecule that is involved in the antioxidant, let's say, or the healing process of the body. In other words, you have what they call the redox molecule and the oxidative molecule and the antioxidants that all kind of work together to clear garbage out of the system, right? So their theory is by introducing more redox, the body makes it easier to function with everything else. And that's their theory. And it's a nice theory. I don't know how well it works. It's kind of technical for me, and it's based purely on science. The nice thing about it is the marketing thing, nobody else is attempting to do that. I think there's some products in the health market that do pretty much a similar thing. that you can do without having to taste what that one tastes like, which is like your swimming pool. And, you know, personally, I don't like to really bash anything. I think there's probably health benefits from it. I didn't notice anything. You know, I'm someone that everybody says a case of everything to, right? So I've had my bottles of it. I didn't notice anything, but I do know people that have benefited from it. But again, it's a single product. It's a single product. And, I don't know, you know, if for me personally, because I formulate things and I'm involved in a huge spectrum of different things that I could never see investing and only doing one thing like that. Because again, no matter what it is supplying, it's falling short of the other things that you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, and let me say something about that real quick. If you guys, I don't know how much you deal with real salt water in our waterfall, but there's a very powerful presentation if you guys are interested in that particular, if you go to pathfinders.biz and click on download tools, and the reason I put it there, I didn't know where else to put it, from Royal Ambassadors Dave and Valerie Johnson. And it's actually from their iTunes podcast, Call of a Leader section. And that's where you'd get it normally, but I pulled them out so they're easy here. There's so much good information in there. I put two podcasts up tonight. One is from Roger Drummer that he did with Dave. This will also be recorded tonight, and I will post it here. And then above it, there's one called Healthy Water, Healthy Salt, featuring a really great NECAN leader called Phil Offerly and someone that actually was formerly associated with NECAN named Jerry White, who gives a great talk on how you can take NECAN water and real salt and basically have some fantastic benefits of redox for about 1 cent a refill plus about $8 worth of salt. So if you want to listen to those from former NECAN leader Jerry White and Phil Offerly, I think you guys would get a lot out of those presentations. So, Roger, now on the other side of the coin, what's your take? I mean, obviously your speaking here says a lot. But without tossing you a softball, do you have good confidence in the product line of NECAN in general, the nutritionals in general? What's your overall take? You know, it's hard, Roger. It's easy to have one product really high quality. It's a little different when you have a couple hundred products like this of everything be really top of the line. I don't see a lot of holes in it. I love all the technologies. What do you think when you look at it top to bottom in terms of just the quality of it compared to what's on the market?
No, you know, NECAN has a very high quality product line, and here's something that I have to share something with you about quality of product and different things. You know, I've been in the health field now since 1981, right? A long time. And I got started in 12, 13 years of just managing health food stores. I've been in the whole vitamin realm for years, and I've seen every high-tech multivitamin and thing that comes down the road, and I've tried most of them, right? The funny thing about a lot of these things, and I've taken multivitamins that cost $150 a month just for a multivitamin, right?
Wow.
I've taken, you know, green food products that have 75 ingredients in them. And they're just supposed to be the greatest thing in the world. And everybody's always trying to create the most unique, full-spectrum green food product and full-spectrum vitamins. And you know what I found out after a long period of time, after I got over being hyped all the time on everything and just started to see what felt good and what I did, was that a lot of products that have, you know, they cost $80-$90 for a green food and they have 75 ingredients and they all are amazing ingredients that I couldn't digest them. It was too rich and it was like eating cheesecake and I wasn't using it and it was actually didn't get any health benefits out of it. It actually made me sicker. You'd be surprised how many people I've taken off green food products and had them get better. Because they were so weakening to their digestion because they were too rich and they contained too many really cold green foods energetically that it made them retain water and they were experiencing edema and they were nauseous all the time and they could never make the connection that it was the thing they were taking every day that was supposed to be making them healthy that was doing it, right? And so the same thing with a multivitamin. I used to take $150 a month multivitamin. And you know what? I used to get all these things breaking out in my skin, which I thought there was something else wrong with me. it was because I was taking a multivitamin that had too many things in it, and it was coming out in my skin. Anyway, so I've been through all these trials of trying too many things that have too much stuff in it that are too complex, and have gone back to simplifying things and feel much better. So when I got down to just taking one green food at a time, you know, when I just do like the barley grass, when you just do barley grass, it's much easier for your body to just use it and get a load of nutrition from it than it is for a lot of really complex things. You know, that's my own personal experience from it. And for a lot of things, the body needs a, you know, the great thing about Neekin, really, to sum it up, is that they have a full spectrum of things, some of them patented, some for immune system. They've got things like lactoferrin, which fulfills a huge role in immunity just by its antiviral properties and its ability to change the health of your intestines. And then you have things like Osteodense, which is another patented product which has been shown to influence bone health. You've got these really unique, unbelievable things right there in a product line, and that's really unusual for a company, like you said, that has so many different things and so many different products that impact your health. And again, it still comes back without, even if you took the whole nutrition line out of Neekin, you still have the meat of it there, which is establishing the baseline of health, which is your magnetics, your magnetized water, your alkaline water, all these different things that establish this baseline of health.
So there's just an elegance. I guess what I like about it, and you and I've talked about it before, wellness can be really complicated. There are people that give 5-hour lectures and build entire companies around one bottle of something, whether it be a pill, a potion, a lotion, or a juice. And maybe it's a very fine juice, but at the end of the day, if you don't have all of it, it's the equivalent of your car sitting on the side of the road with, if it needs water, air, oil, brake fluid, and windshield wiper fluid. If you look at wellness through a microscope like that, it would be like giving an in-depth talk on the world's greatest windshield wiper fluid, because if you don't have all of it, your car ain't going. And the bottom line with Neekin, Roger, it seems to me that we give you most of the stuff you need to keep you alive, to help you stay healthy, and to fix you when you're broken. To me, Neekin has all the essentials that make the body run. You get it in one spot, and I think it's pretty good quality. And I think having people like you stand with us and behind us gives everybody a lot of confidence and a lot of belief. And I can't thank you enough for being a part of Neekin and for being here with us tonight.
Well, you know, you summed it up. You have all the things there someone needs to do or to have access to become healthy. And probably, you'd be surprised, it's probably the same way with me when I first got in Neekin. You might have been in Neekin for 5 years and have never really even still tapped into all the things that, the ways you can use it and how the products can be used and how to actually even share the benefits, because there's so much there.
Right, so our job, and the reason you're here, and I think all of our job, Roger, doesn't do us any good to just have it. It's good at how we're able to explain it so that other people can make it useful in their lives. So I guess it's nice to have a company out there that if you can lay down, sit down, walk around, breathe air, drink water, and put on socks, we're going to make you healthier without having to have a PhD, because we got the PhDs figuring out how to make it easy for them, don't you think?
I think that's basically what it's about.
Awesome, Roger. Well, thank you so much for being with us. On behalf of our whole team, it's such an honor and a pleasure to have you with us tonight. Hope you'll come back and join us again here in a few weeks or a few months. We'd love to have you back regularly. And that leads me to the next part. We will be seeing you in Austin in about 2 or 3 months. So we'll see you here live in just a couple months, and I'm sure everybody else will see you around the country, right?
Yep. I really have a busy schedule the first 4 months of the year, and so a lot of you will be seeing me around.
Well, that is good. And if you want to request Roger Drum, everybody, all you have to do is fill out a speaker request form. It's in your library. You can send it to Neekin yourself, not only for calls or for live events, but for WebExes like this. He works for all of us to help us be healthy, and I know he's passionate about it. So if you guys have WebExes and events, request Roger. He'll come out. That leaves me the last two things. I'm going to do about 2 minutes here just to wrap it up with all the new people on. Pathfinder Summit with Roger Drummond will be here, as well as a whole host of really neat people. We'll be in Austin, Texas, April 12th and 13th. We're going to be able to do a two-day event for under $50, and we're going to have an event that will blow you away. We are going to teach you on the first day in breakout sessions how to master building a 2013 home business. Wait till you see what we're going to show you. And I want to give you just a glimpse of it, because on this screen, once again, I'm going to say it again, do not miss the January 3rd Pathfinders call. It's going to be a Thursday night call because of the New Year's holiday and the way things are breaking out. We cannot wait till the following Monday, and I need to get this out before we start the tour, which I'll be leaving for Seattle on the 4th. So January the 3rd, you're going to see some verbiage, and I'm going to give you just a little hint of it right now. We are going to use the fast pack to put you on the fast track. We're going to teach you how to teach three to reach three, and we're going to show you in 10 minutes or less how to explain, launch, and build a NECAN career with the intention of putting these products in, around, and among every person walking this country over the next couple of years. We are launching the new NECAN. This is the last call of 2012. We're moving into the new era. Will all of you on the live side be here that Thursday night to help us launch the next wave of NECAN?
All right.
Well, we are ready. So everybody have a holly jolly Christmas. And what I would, by the way, load that call up with your new people, with the people looking at it. For those of you that are new on this call, there's a ton of them. The product line you just heard Roger talk about and these amazing products, we have the infrastructure in the company to match them to make an unprecedented way to work from home that is not going to be around for 5 years, but it will be around to pass down to your children. This thing is the world's first home career. All the pieces are in place, and we're going to do something that's never been done before. All of you right now, what you do the next 2 weeks, and I know there's Christmases and holidays, lay the groundwork for this. Bring everybody in that you can. You are all helping to launch a multi-billion dollar multinational company to do very similarly to what Apple did in 2000 when they went from the Macintosh company to the iTunes, iPad, iPod that literally transformed the way that we all live and work. All of you have these things in your hands, the touch screens and everything. We're doing that with NECAN now, and you're here 2 weeks before it's even happened. This is a momentous time. These are amazing products. We are about to do something that has never been done before, and it starts in about 2 weeks. Are you guys ready to ride this ride?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I look forward to seeing all of you across the fruited plains, north to south, all the way up into Canada, down to the tip of Miami here in Orlando over the next 3 or 4 months, and then see a lot of you here in Austin so we can teach you how to be kung fu masters with the big magic to go out and spread the word. So thank you all. Take care. God bless. Once again, a big thank you to one of our favorite friends and people and everything else, Roger Drummer, my wife and myself and our team just cannot say enough great things about having you be a part of our NECAN family. So, guys, thank you. Did you guys get some good information out of this call tonight?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks, Roger.
Nice. Thank you. Well, as the Irish say, in their old proverb, may the best of your past days be the least of your future days. And that pretty much sums up what's about to happen in NECAN. This company's done amazing things all over the world. We're going to do in a day and a week and a month what took a year to do before. Introducing, folks, this is the last time you'll ever hear my voice. And the NECAN as it is today, the next time we light it up, we're in the undiscovered country. And that's exciting. I cannot wait. Take care. God bless. This is Rick and Paige Murphy signing off. From Austin, Texas, we will be signing on with the new NECAN. Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Right.
Thank you. Thanks,
Rick. Thanks, Paige. Thanks, Roger.
Thanks.